Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here. Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, all of the places that you can go to find out what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television. And as such, they research what's going on in the medium, or I guess the media, because it's plural. And we come up with a list of the big stories and topics, the hot hits. So we'll go through those from number 10 to number 1, and then you can give us the list that you found of the most important people conversation this week, Michael.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that difference in the word media and medium. Quite often I find myself saying mediums only because it sounds right, but the truth is two mediums are a media.
Yes, they are.
Here's the way they stack up. We have sports at number 10 with the NBA and National Hockey League action, and number 9, March Madness and the NFL labor status. So there's a lot of talk about sports at this time of year. Add on top of it the labor situation in the NFL, millionaires versus millionaires, and it's quite interesting to say the least. At number 8, we have states' public unions legislation. At number 7, we have the House Islam hearings. At number 6, we have the 2012 GOP hopefuls, the beginnings of the presidential race of 2012. We have at number 5, oil prices tied with the financial markets activity. We have at number 4, the federal budget battle. At number 3, the Libya violence. Number 2, a fascinating, complex media story. The House votes to defund NPR. And number 1, the story of the year, probably, the Japan nuke meltdown threat. The people in the news that are getting a lot of verbal attention, number 10, Roger Goodell. Peter King at number 9. When we're talking about the political Peter King, not the football Peter King. At number 8, Michelle Bachmann. At number 7, Mitt Romney. At number 6, Donald Trump. Timothy Geithner is number 5. John Boehner is number 4. Hillary Clinton is 3. Muammar Gaddafi is number 2. And Barack Obama is number 1. There you have the week that we've been talking about.
That was the week that was. Okay, let's go to number 2, the suggestion of how complex the story. Both the number 2 and number 1 stories this week are pretty complex, sadly handled very simplistically, if not by some on talk radio and talk television, certainly by the so-called news media. The thing with the Japan story is disgraceful. Disgraceful. The way that this has been played up and then politicized, Michael, the essence of, you know, the right versus the left, Obama's done a lot, all of these things that are so completely irrelevant to what really is going on over there. The stories, if people, and I say this, I know, sounding extraordinarily arrogant, perhaps to some, but the real stories are the people stories, and we're not really getting much. I mean, you saw the same three stories about the baby and the guy on the roof of the house and a couple of others, and that's pretty much it. Other than that, it's been scare and fear and foolishness. And
well, everything becomes a political football.
Yeah.
And because there's such an intense interest in politics, and there's such an intense interest in politics for the sake of winning as opposed to politics for the sake of seeking truth.
Right.
Everything that happens is viewed and discussed through the political prism as opposed to through the prism of science, the prism of reality, the prism of people, as you say. And as a result, we get deeper and deeper into ignorance. Now, I don't claim to be an expert on nuclear physics, and I would be foolish if I did say, you know, we all realize, blah, blah, blah. But it just seems that the physics involved with what's happening in Japan is being expressed primarily in the media in America for its political implications in terms of the nuclear political issue. It seems that the NPR story has become not one of economics, not one of sociology, but rather a political football. And even in Libya, what's happening there is being expressed simplistically in very, very left-right, stupid terms. And it's too bad, because all three stories are complex. All three stories are key to life in America and how we live and life on this planet. And I don't think we're advancing the cause of truth at all in the media. I think you're absolutely right.
Well, it's whatever our cause is, we're supposed to be getting ratings and revenue, and all that is swell. But even in that, the stations or the programs, some of them are not delivering because you listen to as a result of putting all of this together and having the hours that we have of audio from the various programs that we monitor and the hosts and stuff, you listen to this drivel that comes from not only some of the hosts, but from the callers as well, who have just been drummed down or dumbed down into repeating the talking points. You have nothing really other than three or four really creative and smart hosts who kind of get, even if they, this isn't about agreeing, it's hello, stimulate the audience with something. Yeah, I'm not religiously listen to Rush Limbaugh, but I'm more and more convinced, frankly, and this is from somebody who's been in the talk radio business for well over three decades, approaching four decades of just being in talk. The guy still delivers an entertaining, compelling program. Again, arguing about whether you like him or you don't like him because of his political point of view, he is original. And then you listen to the people who follow him that couldn't make that couldn't build a program before he was on because he's the program. And, you know, you hear this stuff back and forth about I listen to some even New York caliber hosts that are just, oh, my God. And we are, you and I, we're here to beat the drum. We're here as support. We're here to sell the talk media, the talk radio and talk television programs that do have, again, there's some extraordinarily, I think, stimulating people. Neil Bortz is another one, by the way, who I like him very much as a person, and I find him very entertaining. Again, it's not about agreeing, but there's so many people, as you said, if you don't agree, you're worthless. You're worse than dog manure, and we don't want to listen to you because you have nothing to say. I mean, where do you go with that?
Well, you go to the NPR
debate. The NPR thing isn't about whether we're wasting lots of money and giving it to people who don't need it. I mean, it's all about liberals, and liberals have no place on the radio. What, are you crazy? These people are nuts. Of course there's a place. As a matter of fact, if you look at the ratings, I know I'm on a toot now, excuse me, but if you look at Boston, all right, listen, but you know about this. I want you to, you can say, yes, you're right, Doug, or whatever.
Now go on.
All right, so Boston ratings are a good example. There are arguably four talk stations, well, five, four commercial talk radio stations and the NPR station. The NPR station for the past 4 years in every single ratings book has beaten all three of the other talk stations. So what does that mean? That nobody listens? No. You see, then they twist it around, Michael. The NPR people say, look, we have all these people listening. We deserve your support. Hello? No, you don't. All right. Now your turn. Excuse me.
Well, I just think that the issue about NPR should not be political. It should be economic. How much is being spent? How much do they need? What purpose do they serve? How do the people who listen to them feel? How does commercial radio feel about having this other universe, this alternate universe of broadcasting existing on the same dial that's a competitor and getting government funding? How could it exist without government funding? And leave it at that.
And the answer is, well, it could do well, as it is doing well, because they have some compelling programming that's unique and good and well-produced. You and I have had this conversation because you know of the experience you and another colleague of yours had trying to pitch a program to the folks at NPR a number of years ago, and they said, we don't want you because you're not a member of the club. Remember that?
That you're talking about a long time ago, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, this is so you've got these videos, which are actually pretty entertaining. This kid O'Keefe, who has now done, he's now had three different levels of success outing these people. And, you know, they just make themselves look foolish, and that becomes part of the story, and a pretty interesting. Anything with human events in it is pretty interesting stuff. But it's just, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, all I'm saying is I don't necessarily feel that the burden of informing the public falls completely on talk radio.
No.
I think we have what's known as newspapers. We have what's known as television news departments. We have organizations that have large staffs and international bureaus.
Yeah.
And they should be perhaps a bit more dedicated to information as opposed to just serving up what they think the public will want for the sake of entertainment. And I do believe it is the responsibility of elected officials to try to not always do everything for political purposes.
Right.
That's all.
It doesn't serve us well, their constituents.
Right.
I mean, we have this number four of the federal budget battle, which relates to number two in some people's minds. And, yeah, it does. There's whatever number of millions of dollars that are spent on public radio that don't need to be spent there. But that's just a little, it's a gnat. But somebody said, well, it's so little, why pay attention to it? Well, when you add that up with 100 other things that are just as wasteful as that or not necessary, then you've got some real numbers. And if you look at the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, which when it comes to the military, none of the right-wingers want to talk about, but yet that's where the biggest pork and problems are.
Well, yeah, the military budget is really the key to our economic waste conversation.
Yeah.
But that's been politicized, that if you criticize military, you're now anti-American.
Right, yeah. Nonsense.
You know, as opposed to just a good, honest, academic accounting discussion based upon cause and effect, what's working, what's not working, what makes sense for the future, what makes sense for security, what's being done corrupt, what's being done honestly. These are the discussions that we should have. But immediately upon the beginning of the discussion, if you are critical of military spending, you are not you're no longer a patriot.
Right.
If you are critical of giving money to NPR, you are a conservative.
Right,
if you want to give money to NPR, you're a liberal.
Right.
NPR exists for a political agenda.
Yeah.
Not
Can I
true.
Tell you something?
It has a political aspect to it, but then again, doesn't everything within a society based upon the free marketplace of ideas?
Yeah. All right, I have a confession. Are you ready, Father Michael, to hear my confession?
I am ready.
True confessions.
I can't guarantee no one else will know about it, but
all
go ahead.
This is true confessions. I gave money to NPR. I have bought products from the series of music shows that they have. I've actually bought audio and video tapes. I spent $250 to buy the bebop era, what was the doo-wop era, bebop. Good, Doug.
The other day it was on.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah, that's not NPR. That's PBS.
Well, okay, but it's, the money's the same. All right, excuse me for that faux pas. Yeah.
Let's get into a symposium explaining the difference between
PBS. Exactly, and you must be a liberal if you like NPR, but you aren't if you like the Corporation Republic. Whatever.
TV.
Yeah. It is so foolish. All of this stuff is just so much foolishness. It is amazing. But then we sort of skim over some of the things. Like number seven this week, there was Peter King. You talk about intellectually bankrupt. The guy is a nudnik, and you can tell by looking at him and listening to him. Now, is the idea of having the hearings pretty good idea? Yeah, not a bad idea. But what came out of it? A lot of rabble-rousing rhetoric that was nonsense, unless I didn't listen to it well enough. What do you think?
Oh, I think these things are very dangerous. I think that they tend to only lead to rabble-rousing and rhetoric.
Yeah.
I think that we have got to learn simple human nature, sociology, that you cannot attribute general characteristics to entire races, entire ethnicities, entire religions for the actions of segments of them, and that you've got to tread very carefully and precisely when doing this.
Yep.
It leads to tremendous ugliness and danger.
Yep, and that hasn't been discussed as well as it ought to either. All right, pretty stimulating stuff, if we do say so ourselves. The stories and the people on front and center focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You know, when you listen to the spending cuts, we're having a conversation, just joining us, about the budget and the budget battle and what needs to be cut, et cetera, et cetera. The Republicans say one thing, the Democrats say another, the House does one thing, and their position is perfectly clear, says Boehner. The spending cuts are their top priority, so they say. The Tea Party end of the party has basically ruled the day here, because they were the ones that gave the Republicans control of the House last November, and the newly elected lawmakers are pushing, and they're not willing to compromise too much, it would appear. 800-510-8255. What do you think that means in the overall reality? Here, hosts Preston Scott and Eric Eggers talk to Senator Marco Rubio of Florida about their spin with him on this. So we have a couple of spins again on the continuing resolution bill.
Senator Rubio, you made some comments in the last couple of days that have picked up a lot of attention, and you and a handful of other senators have said enough with the stopgap spending. I'm sure you paid attention to the House vote. They passed it, but more GOP defections on that side, which I think it's very good news. I think it's bad news that they went ahead and passed it, but ultimately, if you guys, you know, and by you guys, I'm just saying, if they keep passing this kind of stopgap spending, you know, this is going to boomerang back on Republicans come 2012.
Well, we need to remind everybody why stopgap spending is happening. And that's because when the Democrats controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House, which is what they did just a year ago, they didn't pass a budget.
Right.
Which is hard to believe. I mean, this is a multi-trillion dollar a year operation, the federal government is. It's the single largest spending entity in the history of the world, and it doesn't have a budget. And there's no reason not to have a budget. They had majorities in the House. They had a majority in the Senate. They have the White House. They refused to pass a budget. And so they have to basically go through these temporary spending measures in order to get things done. And that's, you know, that's why we're facing what we're facing right now. And as far as these temporary things are concerned, this is not a surprise. Everyone's known not only that we don't have a budget, but that we have a debt crisis. And the solution around here is to kind of put things together every couple of weeks at the last minute and then, you know, retreat and deal with it again. You know, so this kind of ultimate procrastination that I think threatens the future of our country and creates a tremendous amount of uncertainty in our economy.
Is that because, by and large, the other side of the aisle just has no ideas on what to do to deal with and rein in the budget deficit?
Or there's a lot of it. One is, I don't think they believe we need to. I think in their mind, the government, if it continues to spend, it needs to spend money in order to stimulate the economy and get it growing. They truly believe that. And part of it is 2012. They're looking at 2012 and getting reelected, and for the president getting reelected. And they don't want to make any decisions that are going to spur, you know, and stir up any kind of controversy or any kind of protest. They're more interested in winning the next election than they are in winning the future for our country.
But you've been in the Senate for a while now, Senator Rubio. I mean, just this be real, based on the makeup of the Senate versus the makeup in the House and the relative stridency that seems to exist within certain factions, do you really expect any kind of compromise to occur?
Well, I don't know what people mean by compromise. I mean, there's not a lot to compromise here. You've got a serious problem. It's like saying, you know, someone comes and tells you you have 4 clogged arteries and you're going to die of a heart attack. There's not a lot of compromise to be done. You better go in and have an operation. I mean, you can't just take more aspirin. You can't just decide to, or, I mean, there's no, since there comes a point where an issue's so big that you just got to solve it. It's not about compromising or getting half of what you want. You either solve it or you don't. And the bottom line is our government spends money it doesn't have, and it does it at an alarming pace. And unlike other times in our history when we've had huge debt, you know, we had a huge debt after World War II. We owed it to ourselves because we were selling war bonds. Now we owe half of it to foreigners, a large chunk of that to the Chinese.
You know, it's interesting. I played this particularly with an emphasis on the same guest as to how two hosts would handle the same guy. So Senator Rubio on with Jimmy Cefalo first, and then with Preston Scott and Eric Eggers. And pretty much you almost chuckle a little as you listen to the repeat of the same stuff. The message is the same, certainly, from the Republicans. It's all about Democrats, and they want to win elections, as do the Republicans, right? 800-510-8255 at 28 past the hour on the countdown.
A new report from the Alzheimer's Association says there are nearly 15 million Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers in the U.S., far more than previously reported. The 2011 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures report shows these caregivers provide 17 billion hours of unpaid care, valued at more than $200 billion. Beth Kallmeyer oversees constituent services for the Alzheimer's Association.
Research suggests that most people with Alzheimer's survive an average of 4 to 8 years after a diagnosis. Some live as long as 20 years. This long duration often places intense care demands on families, negatively impacting their health, employment, and financial security.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. and the only one in the top 10 that cannot be prevented, cured, or even slowed. An estimated 5.4 million Americans are living with the disease today. Increasing evidence suggests early diagnosis and timely intervention is beneficial, both for people with the disease and their caregivers. To read the new report, visit alz.org.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank.
and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Store near you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
33 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen here with the continuing focus on the budget. As we have time later in this half hour, we'll spend some time on Japan. Talk Radio Countdown show heard around the world, around the country, great radio stations on the internet at DougSteffen.com. Also, the internet radio station NetTalk World is airing the countdown as well. You can go to that, NetTalkWorld.com, NETTALK, in case you are, who knows what people are finding or how they're finding it. That's the way the reality is today as far as all of the solutions that come from what you can find on the net. You can find all kinds of things. And so we're happy to have the countdown on Net Talk World, all one word, NETTALK, NetTalkWorld.com. We move on with the countdown now. The budget is the focus here. Radio host John McCullough talks to Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan about the way he voted on this week's continuing resolution.
It was pretty clear the message that was sent to Washington last election that we want some changes. The Tea Party is getting a little bit nervous right now, saying, oh, my God, here we go. More of the same, caving in to less budget cuts, standing in fear of a government shutdown, which really is probably a good idea based on the money that they've got squirreled into that health care bill, that $105 billion. What's going on, Representative Walberg? Is it going to be business as usual, or are we going to get something done here for the people?
Yeah, I don't think it will be. I mean, there's different perceptions on how we accomplish it. I think when we get to the end of the day, the end of the term, and we look and we don't see that the Republican majority has done what they said they would do, first and foremost. Secondly, that they've reduced the overall size, scope, and cost of government. And thirdly, they've done the hard things to cut the spending and eliminate the deficit that goes on. Then I think we got a problem. And I disagreed with the leadership yesterday, and I disagreed with the majority vote yesterday on a second short-term continuing resolution for 3 weeks that cut $6 billion out. It's basically come down to the first short term was 2 weeks, and that was $2 billion per week, and we've continued that on. And I appreciate the fact that now $10 billion of excess spending has been cut out of the budget expenditures that go on. However, I said to my leadership yesterday, I think it's time to fish or cut bait. We're going to have the fight. We know that. We're going to have a bigger fight when we actually get to the budget issue. But right now in the continuing resolution, I think we know that the fight is there. Why put it off any further? If the Democrats want to shut down government, I guess that's what they have to do. But I think Republicans need to put forth a very bold statement by putting, at the very least, the full continuing resolution that we offered 4 weeks ago that we passed with $100 billion annualized cuts in the budget, and say that was our best offer. We are not giving any less. Now take it or make the decision that if you want to shut government down, and Mr. or Mrs. Democrat, you do that. But the Republicans are going to stand with the people and cut spending. And it's time to say that Planned Parenthood, National Endowment for the Arts, NPR, PBS, and we could go on and on and on down the list, saying that it's time for you to stand on your own, and that the American taxpayer isn't going to pay for it anymore.
Congressman Wahlberg, that is music to my ears, as you might imagine, and I just hope that you guys will stand firm, draw that line, let's have the fight, and let's get it over with, and let's get moving on with the restructuring our country back to what it was.
Okay, so there's the same old from John McCullough, but the congressman had some interesting things to say there. Does this all mean that Congress is going to return to the game of brinksmanship when they face once again in 2 weeks this bill that's expiring? Cutting here and cutting there is what most people want, isn't it? Is it what you want? 800-510-8255, the battle over the budget. Richard, let's start with you in Kentucky with your thoughts on Congress and all this fighting.
They better be getting their job back from foreign countries and start charging a fire tariff crack on the surplus. We are, nobody in Mexico can buy nothing I make here. And they're shipping their stuff here for free. We need fire trade. We don't need protected trade. We need fire trade work. If they import 20 million from us, they ship 20 million to us free. Otherwise, they pay a tariff on the difference. We mowed a bunch of people out of our jobs, and if they don't get their jobs back quick, we're going to mow a lot more of them out.
I'm not sure I understand all of what you were saying, sir, but I'll leave it at those who can't understand what you were saying. I think wanting to do something about jobs or looking for jobs themselves, maybe. This is back and forth. We just got the election over with, and we're already concentrating on the next election. Seems kind of strange. Maxine, in Cleveland, your thoughts on Congress, please.
This massive propaganda machine that we've got going in this country that's got the people confused. You always hear this, well, you're not serious about cutting the deficit unless you attack entitlement. Well, I don't think you're serious if you don't attack corporate welfare. And I cannot believe that they take our hard-earned tax dollars and spend it, sending our jobs to somebody else. I mean, it's almost insane. It really is. And the Tea Party people, they've been hoodwinked. They were saying, stopping the spending. They didn't know they meant stop feeding poor children and impoverished children, take away health care and food for old people. That wasn't what they meant. And I don't think they're serious until they tackle the stiflings and all the subsidies they give to oil and gas. And I'm not listening to any of them until they start talking about that.
All right, ma'am, you seem pretty poignant, and that's a good thing. Strong opinions are good at 800-510-8255. Let's go to Susan in Freeport, Maine. Once again, the focus on Congress and what they ought to be doing.
If you went to the military budget, they could find you $60 billion right away. They've already said they have programs they don't want, that some interested representatives and senators are forcing them to take for their own constituents. And finally, and most importantly, most people think Social Security and Medicare goes to people. Well, in my case, I have been blessed by good benefits. I have income replacement. I'm on disability. I'm under retirement age. I wanted to just get that disability and take care of myself. I was forced by my insurance company to apply for SSDI so they could get some of their money back from Social Security Trust Fund.
800-510. Isn't it sad? You listen to some of these folks and you hear their stories. It's kind of sad to think about what their life must be like, what their reality is. Speaking of that, this is this continuing budget led to millions of dollars in waste. Agencies have been unable to end unwanted programs and launch new initiatives. For example, we heard before, and it continues, NASA is working on a rocket that it doesn't want and won't be using. The business of unpurchased and unwanted drones, I mean, this stuff. And so this way this country is run is crazy, isn't it? When is it going to stop? When are we all going to put our feet down and say, no more of this? Jason in Las Vegas listening to KNUU.
It's really troubling because I'm looking at the Tea Party and the Republican Party. And, you know, ever since I was a child, I watched Ronald Reagan and Bush 41 and 43. So they cared about this country. But yet, if you look at the state of America now with all the trade and everything, and then you look at this Tea Party, that so-called grassroots that has nothing to do with America getting better but getting worse. But I just ask every American that is listening right now, if there's so-called a Tea Party, well, let's create a coffee posse, and let's tell every Republican and every lawmaker that teachers, firemen, our Army servicemen, and people that actually do something to help Americans day by day should be getting paid more than any senator and any president, because a teacher teaches a senator and a president, but a president doesn't teach a teacher nothing. And all they ask of all of us senators and presidents ask of is, give me back your pension. Give me back your Social Security. I mean, how cruel is that when a teacher actually taught the president?
Yeah. 800-510-8255. I'm listening to all these callers and thinking about, we had the same discussion like 2 weeks ago and 2 weeks before that. The battle over the budget is the focus. And your thoughts, the president, the Republicans, that caller didn't want them to cut too much. I think anything is open, isn't it? I mean, it's open season on everything. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow all of this. If you're listening and you want to get some background, you can go to the website and see the story behind the stories. You can also, if you don't hear the whole hour, download the podcast. They're there every day after the program. 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
You know, I'm always on the go, and the Cirrus Automotive Center lets me schedule vehicle maintenance around my life. Their daily, extended, and weekend business hours, even on Sunday, makes car care more convenient and way less stressful.
It's our Michelin Madness event. Save on all Michelin tires. Plus, save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
800-510-8255 as we return to our countdown focus on the budget. And frankly, so many of you, I know there's an interest in Japan for sure, but that's getting a lot of hype. And because this budget battle has so many people interested, let's spend the rest of the hour taking your calls on this. Here are two callers, as a matter of fact, concerned about Congress and what they might do.
I think where our problem stems from is, like in any household, when you carry debt, you do try to cut your spending, but one of the big things that you do is try to increase your income. And I think where our problem stems is from the inequity in the tax code that allows corporations and a lot of wealthy individuals to continue to get away without paying their tax. As far as President Obama's budget, as an independent, I didn't vote for somebody that was going to take a meat axe to the poor. And I can tell you that that is a very big issue. And I can also tell you that if you come after the poor heavy-handedly, like the Republicans are planning on doing, what you saw in Egypt can happen here. I would caution that you don't come after the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable in this society, because we can't stand the upheaval.
All right, sorry about that. That was Ike in South Carolina. Whether or not we need to be worried about cutting too much, more or less echoing what I said a few minutes ago. Now, let's get these two callers together on the air.
Well, I'm concerned about the cuts. I was in the balancing of the budget. I was a part of the working community when the President Reagan was in. And at that particular time, the budget was balanced by, we had to give up 10 years of our Social Security. So I'm wondering if this balance is going to hit me again. I'm 77 years old. And am I going to have to give up my Social Security in order to help this budget become balanced?
I'm concerned about my Social Security and my children and my grandchildren. Now, I think the government could stay open for those departments that are necessary, and everybody else can go home and forfeit their pay. I think the only reason they're trying to look for an extension, and I don't know where they're going to get it, is so they can keep agreeing to disagree.
Agreeing to disagree. All right. I'm not even sure they're very agreeable about disagreeing. Here's Dan in Annapolis with the thoughts here.
I think there's a lot of smart people in the U.S. who could solve the financial problems we have. I think it's just a travesty that none of them have been elected and put in Congress. And so as a result, the people you put in Congress spent $14 trillion that we do not have as a nation. So as a result, every single tax dollar that your audience sends to the U.S. government, 40% of that, 40 cents out of every tax dollar, is going to pay for interest. So I think your programming ought to be targeted on helping people understand what a difficult, difficult problem this nation is in because of its debt, and that it needs to take some bold action. And groveling over $6 billion or $10 billion or $20 billion is just a ridiculous conversation at this point in time. And I think you need to tackle the big issues, and I think you as the media need to help people understand and discuss it.
All right, well, that's what we're trying to do. That's what this is all about. Hear more of your calls on the budget caper coming up.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine is here. He is the executive in charge of lots of things. He's one of the big PR people in Hollywood, the big and biggest come to him, who those who are in need of perhaps getting fences mended or their image remade or trying to build up an image. He has the company LCO Online and the e-Alert, which is now becoming one of his signature products. People read this every day, and they know what's going on not only in the world of news, but the things that are going on in the world of Hollywood, the entertainment, gossip, that sort of thing. So it's a great activity, and one of the things that I'm happy to say I participate in. The items that are important this week in terms of conversation radio, this whole business, because of your PR expertise, how would you advise the unions, the public unions versus the private unions, to help people understand? Because now people don't understand because the unions have kind of tried to cobble it together so that it looked like they were all one, when in fact they aren't. And so how would you deal with a union that was your client and trying to have people understand what they are all about, what their message is supposed to be?
You know, Doug, I always advise clients, or almost always advise clients, to face reality at the earliest possible moment. And people, humans, are curious creatures in that they seem to avoid reality almost militantly very often. Unions have to face a reality. We're out of money.
Mm-hmm.
You have pigs get fed and hogs get slaughtered. If you keep taking and taking and taking and taking and taking and taking, at some point, it's unsustainable.
Right.
Now, politicians should have said that long ago. I mean, you've got prison guards in California, Doug, making $140,000, $150,000, able to retire after 20 years at 90% of their pay.
Yep.
Free health insurance for the rest of their life. Who wouldn't want this deal?
Yeah.
I mean, this is unsustainable. So should it be any surprise if you've got prison guards making $130,000 a year, able to retire 20 years later, that California's broke? Should that be any surprise? I mean, a bright 12-year-old listening to the show should be able to say, Mommy, you can't do that. So you've got to, the unions have got to understand that what they've been asking for over and over and over and over again is simply unsustainable.
Yep.
And that goes for teachers as well. My goodness, most people listening to the show don't know teachers work in America. The average teacher works 170 days a year. There are 365 days in a year.
Mm-hmm.
They work 170. Do you work 170?
I work 365, or maybe
yeah.
I take a day off here and there. 363.
Yeah, most Americans don't work 170 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's very wonderful to listen to all these rallies about how you love the teachers and you love the kids and all this stuff. It's unsustainable.
Yeah.
We have to approach reality much more willingly.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. All right, Michael Levine here from LCO Online, number one this week in terms of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Japan meltdown, the threats, and people who are giving. It turns out that the American public doesn't seem to be too interested in giving because the giving has been diminished in comparison to Haiti. But there's one standout, Sandra Bullock, well-known and obviously very interested in helping out. So would you, if you were advising her, tell her to tell people she's given $1 million or keep it to yourself?
No, I think you should announce that it's been done because it has a copycat impact. And so, you know, I believe now you'll see, I promise you, in the next 7 days, you'll see many more celebrities coming forth
mm-hmm.
By virtue of the fact that she did this. So I would encourage it to be announced. That
yep.
would be my right. best counsel.
Now, let's say you're counseling a nuclear facility, a company that makes the plants or that is in the business of running them. What do you tell them in face of all the negative press this past week or so?
Well, again, what is my operating method? You've got to face reality. You've got to level with people. I mean, people generally are pretty smart, and if you talk straight with them and you talk with humility and you talk quickly and contrition and personal responsibility, generally you do pretty well. If you
yeah.
don't, you don't.
You're sunk. Yeah. All right, Michael. Michael Levine, president and founder of Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, LCO Online. But the best thing, as I say, about the connection with him is the LBNE Alert, lbnealert.com. Check that out. You'll find out lots of things that are going on in the world. Michael, thank you for being here on the Countdown.
Thank you, my good friend.